You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You just listened to Straight to My Heart by Hans Puckett. We are joined today by Callum and Callum.
Hello.
Hello.
Kia ora.
Lovely. Love this synth outro.
Beautiful synth outro. And
I forget about this.
Speaking of synths, you've got a little synth in front of you, don't you?
I do. So I've brought some filler material.
Cool.
In case we run out of stuff to talk about. Mm. How's it going, guys? Great job on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you. We're here on the radio playing songs. We were playing songs earlier.
We happened to play your song.
Yes.
It's very polite of you.
We thought it was only appropriate since you guys were coming in for an interview.
Yeah.
You got a tour coming up.
Yes.
Love the name, by the way. It's very hard to pick it.
Oh, the I've forgotten what I wrote on the poster.
Confidently testing out new material.
Yes. Confident.
Hans Puckett confidently test out new material.
Tour.
Yeah.
National tour.
That's
right.
It's your first one in 2 years, is it?
Yes. The last time we did this was in
late 2019.
Yeah, October 2019. Yeah. Were you on that one?
No.
So that was pre-Callum.
Well, it was post me playing with the band, but me actually joining. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Callum had come and done some show. He filled in for Jono in the UK.
Right.
And then we said, all right, thanks for coming. And then you left and Jono came back.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until last year that we're a four piece and thought we better go around the country and play everyone songs that we've been working really hard on.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
With all of us, full band.
The full band with 100% more Callum.
Yes.
100% more Callum. So how do these new songs come together? Are you going to, can you elaborate a little bit on what you guys have been working on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've sort of, over the past like 3 years, we've been working on a new album. Which at the moment is called Bankrupt.
Cool.
And that could change. This is a good question for you guys. We're trying to decide whether or not to have the vowels in the word bankrupt.
Oh.
You know, like bankrupt.
Yes.
Yeah.
We thought that could be quite a good way to do it. As in, like, we're so bankrupt we don't have vowels.
Don't have any vowels. Can't afford the vowels for the word. Damn, that's a tough one. I don't know.
I feel like that's cool. It's quite stylized, you know.
Yeah.
Very modern.
Very
modern.
Mm. Yeah. Very modern. That's good.
That's good.
That's what we're going
We could have just the vowels.
But yeah, we've been working on that.
Yeah, we've been doing that. And then Ollie Devlin, our chief songwriter, tells us that he has even newer
material,
more terrifying songs in the bank that we will hopefully try and get together for the tour as well. We'll see.
Oh yeah, he did. We
he did.
A,
yeah.
We split half the bands in Wellington. So we have we had a band meeting just the other night, Sunday night.
Yep, over Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he did. I forgot he did bring up that he's got new songs that maybe we could do.
Yeah, I've teased that, and now probably won't happen. But most of the songs will be, a lot of the songs will be new to people anyway.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Also, like, half the band living in Wellington. It must be kind of interesting, the songwriting process. Or, like, do you guys all catch up and write the songs together, or is it kind of, like, back and forth?
Ollie writes the songs.
Oh, Ollie writes all the songs. Okay.
He's a songwriter.
Yeah.
I guess. And what do? We just arrange it, really, you know.
Yeah. I my whole thing with projects like band names, as much as they, you know, are about a band, it's about like a process, you know.
Mm.
This is the way that the thing works.
Mm.
And like for Hans Puckett, it's Ollie writes the songs and then brings it to the rest of the band and we make them less emo.
Cool.
Actually, they're still quite emo, but
Callum just adds the best bass lines, basically.
Yeah,
all the bass lines are Callum Devlin originals.
That's true.
Which is important to
note.
I think deserves all the credit for that.
Thank you. I think so.
What about like the recording process of your guys' new stuff? Has it changed much from your previous stuff?
So this time we've recorded with Jonathan Pierce.
Ooh.
Famous from the Beths and their records, records and So we, yeah, have been slowly piecing together stuff. Callum's done some arrangements on this album.
Yep. There's some weird horn things, and some strange synthesizer things, and some strange string things that Ben Sinclair from The Beths also helped out with. So it's going to be a much more sort of Technicolor record with some, different, I don't know, different things on it.
Yeah, it's a bigger, much bigger, it's a much bigger record.
It's our mature sophomore effort.
Which will hopefully be reflected in the shows.
Yeah.
Now, I have brought along a musical device, this keyboard, and I thought we might have a song attempt.
We'd love to hear a song attempt.
Let's do it. Go on.
So this is Comfort. We haven't been able to practice it because it's very low on battery. And also, just for those people listening, this is not what the band sounds like. We're missing Ollie, who sings the songs. So this is, and Jono, who plays the drums. So we've got the drums here.
Callum and Callum squared, here we go.
Here's the tempo.
Callum squared.
Ready? Here we go.
Come. Here we go, ready?
1, 2, 3, 4. Come
fight!
Sing one. It's Ollie sings that.
Hold on.
No, that's not it.
The tempo's not dialed in.
Yeah, sorry.
Second. Oh, no.
It is in C. It's in C, yeah. Yeah.
That's better.
That's good. Yeah, here we go. That's great. Here we go. Let's try that again.
Let's try that again. Sorry, guys.
1, 2, 3.
To ever grace the earwaves.
my guess is that Oliver Devlin will listen to a version of this, and that's really for him, so he can sing along the lead line.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's great. The shows will be much better than that.
That went a lot better in my head. I'm sorry about that, everyone.
That went great. It's
all part of the process.
Yeah. That's right.
So if people do want to come see these shows, when, where, what are the details?
So the Auckland dates that we're doing are, we're playing a show at Lee on the something of October. And then we're doing a show the next night at Backroom on the next day of October. I believe.
Hold on a second. I've got the dates here. So right. Thursday, 7th of October, you're in San Fran and Wellington.
Yes.
Friday, 8th of October, you can catch Hans Puckett at the Lee Sawmill in Lee, funny enough. On Saturday, 9th of October, Whammy Backroom. And then if you're down in Christchurch on Friday the 15th, head along to Loon's to see Hans Puckett.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear another live version. This time live at Whammy Bar. This is Comfort.
This is how it should sound.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
hard to tell if it should feel like this. Such easeful, reasonable, comfortableness.
Puckett live at Whammy Bar playing Comfort. That was from 2019, their Halloween show. And they've just announced their Confidently Test Out New Material tour. So you can head to Under the Radar to get some tickets.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.